Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into How the Future Works by Brian Elliott, Sheila Subramanian, and Helen Cupp. Released in 2022, this insightful book acts as a comprehensive guide for company leaders who are eager to implement and manage flexible work policies. The authors, seasoned professionals in their respective fields, leverage their vast experience to outline a practical, step-by-step blueprint for transitioning to flexible work environments. Brian Elliott, with his 3-decade-long experience from startups to leading roles at Google and Slack, along with Sheila Subramanian and Helen Cupp's combined expertise from groundbreaking roles in major tech companies, provide a robust foundation for the strategies discussed in and approaches recommended by this book. How the Future Works is specifically designed for leaders who are motivated to integrate flexible work arrangements into their organizations, skeptical executives reconsidering the scope of work models, and managers aiming for a smooth transition for their teams into these new working conditions. By exploring this book, readers gain strategic insights into crafting work environments that not only adapt to modern demands, but also enhance organizational productivity and employee satisfaction. Tune in to explore how you can transform business operations and lead successfully in the evolving landscape of work. How the Future Works: Leading Flexible Teams to Do the Best Work of Their Lives. Introduction. Embrace the future of work. Learn how to effectively implement flexible work strategies. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the traditional office environment underwent a dramatic transformation. With many employees working from home, companies observed not just a continuation, but often an improvement in productivity levels. This shift has prompted many businesses to reconsider their work models and explore the potential of flexible work policies as a permanent solution. As organizations contemplate a safe return to the office, the challenge lies in transitioning from traditional work setups to more dynamic, flexible strategies without sacrificing efficiency or organizational culture. This summary explores a practical 7-step framework designed to help leaders successfully implement flexible work policies. The goal is to empower employees by offering them choices on when and how they work, thereby striking a delicate balance between autonomy and adherence to company standards. This approach does not equate to unrestricted freedom, but emphasizes a structured flexibility that considers both personal needs and professional responsibilities. By implementing these strategies, businesses can optimize performance and usher their operations into a new era of workplace dynamics. Join me as we delve into the steps that can help transform your organization, ensuring that flexibility enhances rather than hinders your company's objectives. Part 1. Setting the Foundation: Defining Core Principles for a Successful, Flexible Work Strategy. When Apple's CEO Tim Cook introduced a new workplace policy in June 2021, requiring employees to report to the office on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, the decision faced significant pushback. Employees wanted more than just the option to work from home. They wanted the flexibility to choose their in-office days. This incident highlights a critical lesson. Effective flexible work strategies must start with a clear understanding of employees' needs and a set of guiding principles. The first step in crafting a successful flexible work policy is to identify the underlying reasons for adopting such a strategy. Are you aiming to improve employee retention, increase organizational agility, or transition from a traditional office to a more digital headquarters? Understanding these motivations will help you pinpoint the objectives and principles that will guide your implementation. Once the goals are clear, it's vital to articulate 3 to 5 foundational principles that encapsulate the envisioned work culture and environment. These principles should steer clear of tactical specifics, such as mandatory office hours, and instead focus on shaping the mindset required across different levels of management. Consider the approach taken by the Royal Bank of Canada, which includes an understanding that while proximity is valuable, the specifics of how it is achieved can be flexible. This allows team leaders to tailor their strategies to the unique needs of their teams, supporting both individual and collective goals. In summary, by starting with a clear set of principles, you enable a flexible work environment that adapts to the diverse needs of your workforce, paving the way for a more dynamic and responsive organization. Part 2. Setting clear boundaries, the role of guardrails in flexible work environments. Imagine dialing into a company meeting remotely and noticing all senior executives are gathered in one room at headquarters. This scenario can unintentionally convey that physical presence is valued over remote participation, undermining the principles of equality in a flexible work policy. To successfully implement a flexible work model, it's essential to establish clear behavioral expectations, or guardrails. These guidelines are not just rules, but are vital structural elements that support the application of your foundational principles outlined in the first step. They also safeguard against potential career growth hindrances that might arise from flexible working arrangements. Research by Nicholas Bloom at Stanford University highlights a pertinent issue. Remote workers were found to be 50% less likely to receive promotions compared to their in-office peers, despite similar or superior performance levels. This showcases the need for guardrails that ensure fair treatment and visibility for all employees. One practical guardrail could be to mandate that, regardless of their location, all participants in a meeting must dial in separately. This approach ensures that each individual is seen and heard equally, ultimately democratizing participation. It also actively combats the notion that remote workers are somehow less integral to the team. Leadership behavior is another critical area. Leaders should not only endorse the flexible working principles, but also actively adhere to the established guardrails. For instance, Atlassian's policy where executives work on site only once a week and hold in-person meetings quarterly reinforces the company's commitment to flexible working as the standard approach. In essence, establishing clear and consistent guardrails is essential for embedding a culture that truly supports flexible working, ensuring that all team members, irrespective of their working arrangements, feel valued and have equitable opportunities to succeed. Part 3. Empowering teams to customize their flexible work plans. When flexibility is mandated from the top with a one-size-fits-all approach, as seen in high-profile cases like Apple, it often fails to meet the diverse needs of an entire organization. The assumption that all employees or departments function best under a uniform set of rules is not only impractical, but also ignores the unique challenges and strengths of different teams. Recognizing the distinct needs across departments is crucial. For instance, the requirements of a sales team can vastly differ from those of an engineering team, not to mention the individual preferences that vary from one employee to another. Some might thrive in solitude, while others might find energy in bustling environments. Additionally, personal responsibilities such as family care, exercise, and hobbies also play significant roles in shaping one's optimal work conditions. A more tailored approach involves having each team create their own work practices plan. This plan, ideally conceptualized as a team-level agreement, TLA, is a strategic framework that allows team members to apply the broader company principles to their specific circumstances. These aren't rigid rules, but guidelines designed to balance flexibility with structure, fitting the unique dynamics of each team. A crucial element of the TLA is defining core collaboration hours. This strategy involves setting aside dedicated hours each day when all team members are available online, ensuring consistent periods of collective availability. Outside these core hours, individuals have the autonomy to decide how they manage their time. This structure not only fosters team cohesion, but also respects individual needs, preventing the burnout associated with the pressure to be perpetually available. By delegating the responsibility to develop these flexible work plans to the team level, organizations can create a more inclusive, adaptive, and effective work environment that aligns with both organizational objectives and individual well-being. Part 4. Embracing adaptability through continuous learning. The shift towards flexible work arrangements, accelerated by the pandemic, has introduced new challenges and opportunities in the professional landscape. While the transition holds promise, it also generates apprehension among many leaders about the efficacy and management of such models. As organizations navigate this new territory, it is vital to maintain an experimental and open-minded approach. Instead of making assumptions or taking risks without adequate information, the formation of a dedicated task force can play a pivotal role. This group should comprise a diverse range of employees, each bringing different needs and perspectives to the table, united by a common advocacy for flexible work. The primary function of this task force is to actively test and evaluate new work practices to ascertain their viability and effectiveness within the organization. By doing so, they can discover what works best in specific contexts and identify any potential issues before broader implementation. This proactive approach not only helps in fine-tuning the work model to fit the unique dynamics of different teams, but also aids in reducing resistance to change, which is often fueled by uncertainty and poor outcomes. For instance, company-wide trust and commitment to the task force can be significantly enhanced by involving senior management. A notable example is Slack, where department leaders dedicate 20% of their time to working with the task force. This not only underscores the importance of the initiative, but also ensures that high-level insights and support guide the experimentation process. Ultimately, normalizing continuous learning and adaptation through such initiatives is crucial. It ensures that the flexible work model evolves based on informed decisions and robust testing, leading to more tailored and effective implementations that can meet the diverse needs of an organization. Part 5. Enhancing connectivity in a flexible work environment. The innate human need for connection is universal, vital for both personal fulfillment and professional productivity. Despite worries that flexible work models might dilute interpersonal connections, leading to a decline in collaborative innovation, emerging data suggests otherwise. Research conducted by Slack's Future Forum during the pandemic revealed a 36% increase in employee connectivity in remote settings. Furthermore, creativity levels remained consistent across various work environments, whether remote, in-office, or hybrid. This indicates that with the right digital tools, maintaining and even enhancing connectivity in a flexible workforce is feasible. To achieve this, there are several strategies organizations can adopt. First, prioritize digital platforms as the main conduit for communication. This includes everything from company announcements to project discussions. Ensure that each team or project has a designated digital space, like a shared drive or an intranet hub, where members can seamlessly collaborate and access necessary resources. Second, create digital social spaces to foster community. Such spaces can be informal channels where employees share personal anecdotes or interests, such as pictures of family activities or discussions about hobbies. This not only maintains the social fabric of the organization, but also supports mental well-being by nurturing connections outside of work-related contexts. Third, support the formation of online employee resource groups. These groups can serve as important networks for individuals from various backgrounds, such as the LGBTQAI+ community or other cultural and identity-based groups, providing a platform for support and shared experiences. This approach to digital connectivity suggests a transformative way to utilize physical office spaces as well. Instead of the traditional segmented layout, consider designing more open and versatile areas that encourage spontaneous interactions and cross-departmental collaborations. By investing in robust digital infrastructures and fostering a culture that values both formal and informal interactions, organizations can create a work environment that supports connection and innovation, regardless of the physical location of its workforce. Part 6. Transforming management. Adapting to a flexible workplace. The rapid shift to flexible work environments requires a fundamental transformation in managerial roles. Traditionally, managers acted as gatekeepers, monitoring productivity through visible metrics such as time spent at the office. However, in a flexible work setting, this model is obsolete. The emphasis now needs to shift from surveillance to empowerment. To thrive in a flexible workplace, managers must evolve into empathetic coaches. This involves a triad of responsibilities. Firstly, managers need to cultivate trust through transparency. This includes clearly communicating team goals, setting expectations, and defining performance metrics that go beyond physical presence. Secondly, it is crucial for managers to provide clarity about individual roles and responsibilities. Each team member should understand how their work contributes to overarching business objectives, promoting a sense of purpose and commitment. Lastly, managers should focus on unlocking the potential of their team members. By emphasizing personal growth and career development, managers help not only in achieving organizational goals, but also in fostering employee satisfaction and retention. Transforming your managers into empathetic coaches requires specific steps. Begin by prioritizing managerial coaching. Continuous learning should be a standard practice for managers, supported by ongoing coaching rather than only in times of crisis. Introduce a structured feedback system by pairing managers with accountability partners. This approach facilitates regular feedback exchanges and reduces feelings of isolation. These peer relationships encourage mutual support and shared problem solving, enhancing managerial effectiveness. Moreover, recognize and celebrate managerial successes in organizational events and communications. Public acknowledgement reinforces the importance of the new management approach and acknowledges the efforts and successes of your leaders. These changes do not merely adjust managerial functions, but redefine them in a way that aligns with the dynamics of modern, flexible work environments, thereby ensuring that management itself continues to add value and sustain its crucial role in the organization. Part 7. Redefining performance metrics in a flexible work environment. As workplaces evolve from traditional settings into flexible environments, so too must the metrics used to gauge success. When managers shift from acting as gatekeepers to becoming empathetic coaches, it necessitates a corresponding change in how we assess employee performance. In transitioning away from measuring hours, logged, or physical presence, the question arises: how do we ensure productivity remains high without the traditional benchmarks? Reflecting on your organization's annual achievements, like launching a new product or achieving a research breakthrough, can provide a clue. These outcomes influence organizational success more significantly than the mere number of hours worked. In flexible work models, focus shifts towards outcome-based metrics. It's essential to understand that activity-based metrics, such as the number of calls made or hours logged, might lead to productivity but not necessarily progress or quality results. For instance, a salesperson might meet their call quota, but without effectively engaging potential clients, thus not truly contributing to the team's goals. To adapt to this new metric system, begin by identifying which outcomes are valuable for your organization. This extends beyond work outputs to include enhancing employee experiences. Once these outcomes are clarified, they should be translated into specific, measurable deliverables. These could range from project completion for a client to internal goals like respecting dedicated focus time for each team member. Moreover, setting clear timelines is crucial. Utilizing digital platforms where employees can regularly update their progress helps maintain transparency and accountability. This system ensures that even if team members are operating during different hours or from various locations, everyone remains aligned and informed. By focusing on outcomes rather than activities, organizations not only foster a more flexible and employee-friendly workplace, but also enhance their capacity to achieve meaningful quality results. Final summary. The move towards flexible work models is more than an adaptation to modern demands. It's a transformative approach that can significantly enhance both employee satisfaction and organizational performance. Implementing a flexible work policy goes beyond facilitating a better work-life balance for employees. It strategically positions a company to attract top talent, boost productivity, and unleash the potential of its workforce. However, the advantages extend further into creating a more humane and connected workplace. Flexible work arrangements recognize and respect the individuality of each employee, considering their personal needs, preferences, and situations. This isn't seen as a challenge to overcome, but rather as a vital opportunity to design work practices that honor the human aspect of workers. It's about more than just flexibility. It's about forging deeper connections between colleagues by acknowledging and supporting their life beyond work. This holistic approach not only improves individual job satisfaction and efficiency, but also contributes to building a stronger, more cohesive, and resilient organization. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.